So as we know, Vrata is making a promise to observe certain religious practices in a strict manner. Often Vratas relate to a specific festival, like someone will take a Vrata for the 6 days of Skandashashti. That's common. And so for all 6 days, they'll fast during the day and go to the temple for Skanda Puja, and then at night, they'll have their meal. And then on the seventh day, it's done. Likewise, we have Vinayaka Vrata, and that even has the name Vrata right in the festival name. Gives us a clue what it's for. Maybe this is for Vratas. So a 21-day Ganesha Vrata, some Ganesha devotees take every year, in fact, and do the same thing, fast during the day, go to puja, and then eat only at night. In the July issue of Hinduism Today, we had another kind of Vrata related to the Sabarimala Ayyappan pilgrimage. And that Vrata includes preparation. In other words, it doesn't start on the first day of a festival. It includes 41 days of preparation for a pilgrimage. So we've taken this Vrata to include not only the pilgrimage, but the 41 days of preparation that precede it. So it takes 40-some plus days, 41 plus a few, to make the pilgrimage, is the duration of the Vrata. So all of these Vratas that we've talked about, these three examples, have one thing in common. They end. Skandashashti Vrata on the seventh day. Eat breakfast and lunch. Stay home. Vinayaka Vrata, it's over after 21 days. Sabarimala, it's over when the pilgrimage is done. So we've taken a Vrata for a specific period of time. It has a beginning and an end. However, as we all know, there's another type of Vrata that Gurudeva has given us, and that's a permanent Vrata, a Vrata that we take for the balance of our life. And of course, that's a more serious commitment. It doesn't end after 6 days or 21 days. It's permanent. So usually, someone will practice the disciplines of the Vrata for a few months or a few years before they take it. That's the best way. And that way, they're assured a much better chance of successfully fulfilling it, because they have been fulfilling it already. You don't want to take a permanent Vrata that you've never done. There's a good chance you might not be able to uphold it, and that creates a negative impression in the subconscious. You want to practice for a while, a couple of months, a couple of years before you take the Vrata. Then when you take it, you have a solid habit of already doing it. So as we know, there's three Vratas that are of this nature. And first is Shakahara Vrata, governing diet. Second is Parampara Vrata, which governs the study of spiritual teachings. Third is Dasamabhaga Vrata, which governs our finance. So there's more to each of these Vratas than may initially strike us, and that's some of the depth that Gurudeva explores in Sabhidharma Shastras, which we'll touch on next. So Gurudeva makes a statement, the vegetarian vow builds character through the control of appetite, which is control of the instinctive mind. So that's an interesting statement, that control of appetite is control of the instinctive mind. So what does that mean? Well, it means as we get better in controlling our appetite, meaning eating the right amount, not eating between meals, eating the right foods, and so forth, as we get better in disciplining ourselves, control of our appetite, control of the other emotions, instinctive emotions such as anger and jealousy, also improves, goes along with it. That's what Gurudeva is saying. So if we focus on appetite, we actually improve the other instinct, control of the other instincts as well. So it's an excellent way of getting better control of the instinctive mind, because it's so tangible. You know, controlling anger or jealousy. You know, was I jealous today? Did I control my jealousy today? You know, it's a little bit vague, right? I mean, how do we see jealousy? How do we remember what we did? But we know what we ate. Okay, I ate five times today. That's too many. Or I ate the wrong thing. Or, you know, I ate too much. It's more objective, right? We can see it. We can remember it in a much easier way. And therefore, it's an easier discipline to manage, to control our appetite rather than, say, controlling our jealousy. So Shakaharvrata, of course, starts with avoiding the non-vegetarian foods. We all know that, meat, fish, fowl, and eggs. It also includes eating healthy foods, a balanced diet, avoiding junk foods, avoiding frozen foods, foods with too many chemicals, good quality foods. Also includes mitahara, moderate appetite, not eating too much. It also includes not eating between meals. Not eating between meals is an interesting discipline, sometimes not fully cognized as to the importance of it. But there's a chapter in the Tirukkural, written whenever, 2,000 years ago or something. It's called Marandit, Medicine. And about the first 7 verses talk about what we eat. So keeps stressing that the health is very dependent upon our eating habits. And so one of the verses points out this issue of not eating between meals. Once digestion is complete, eat with moderation. That is the way to prolong the life of the body. There's about 2 or 3 other verses saying the same thing in slightly different ways. Don't eat between meals. Let the food you've eaten fully digest before you eat again. This is the way we stay healthy. Also is the way we control the instinctive mind and fulfill the vow of Shakahara.